Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Need advice? Taco Bob to the rescue. Time for Ask Taco Bob.
On 101.1 WJRR.
Orlando's rock station. Ask Taco is brought to you by Petty's Meats. State Road 434 in Longwood, which I know world-renowned life coach Taco Bob is very fond of.
Stopping by there right after this to grab me a tomahawk. Big old tomahawk ribeye. Whatever you're looking for meat-wise, Petty's your answer.
434 Longwood, just west of I-4. Good to see you, LCTB.
It's good to see you. Petty's been open decades, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How long have you been shopping there? I mean, we've only really known each other over the last, what, 3-4 years, so. Mm. What brought you into this area?
What brought me here?
Yeah, I mean, an L.A. guy like yourself.
Life
I'm
coach,
sorry, Malibu.
It's L.A. Life coach here, this place is the melting pot of needing help. Florida,
okay.
You see it in the news all the time. So, yeah, I started coming here a few years back.
You got to fish where the fish are.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. And
there's
you can get fish at Petty's every now and then, too.
Not enough people needing assistance out in your turf.
So they need help in L.A., all around California. Speaking of help, let's get to it. We got a lot of questions coming in, 22526, and thank you for getting them all in. And I still have printed up from last week.
Have you been drinking this morning?
No. Plead the fifth. L.C., need advice. One of my wife's implants popped in a car accident. With times being a little bit tight, I don't want to spend a couple grand on a boob. Do you think it's rude to ask her to keep a bra on during sex? Rude? That is the most insensitive thing I've heard all year. And you got to remember, when I say insensitive, like Pat Lynch was saying, I counsel people in L.A., right? The capital of insensitive. As for making her wear a bra, it might be something that you start to get into, right? Like, who was the porn star that got hit in the knocker with the hockey puck?
Mia Khalifa.
Yeah, yeah, I'd have no problem there. You know there's people watching that kind of porn, you know, with like one inflatable gun. Hey, with that, because there's people watching all kinds of porn.
There can't be a subcategory for that.
I guarantee it.
No.
I guarantee it. I'm not searching on this one. This is a work computer for you guys, but how about having her do an OnlyFans page? Because you know there'll be people that'll sign up.
Oh, she does it as a fundraiser.
Yeah, to pay for that sucker. I mean, no pun intended.
This is why you command the hourly rate you do.
I know. I'm going to have to go up pretty soon from 1,000 because of the, and all the situations with the economy and such. ILC, I'm in a bind and need the great one's expertise. I like that. Have a date this weekend and my car is in the shop. My only options are to take her out on my roommate's Vespa or my work van, and yes, it's white. Which one should I choose, or should I just postpone the date? Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'd steer clear of pulling up for a first date in a white van.
Well,
without a doubt.
Don't you need
clear.
A little more? Does it have side and rear windows or not?
Did not specify that, but I'm not telling this individual to pull up for a first date in a white van. And painters and construction guys have them. I apologize. It's not really a stereotype, although it is. And never blow off a first date. Don't blow off the first date. Some people tell you, oh, well, that's playing hard to get, and then she'll like you more. No, don't blow it off. She's going to think you're a dick. Go for the Vespa. You know, she might, like, think that you're adventurous and fun. I could see her telling her girlfriend, oh, you showed up on a Vespa. It was so cute, and our hair was blowing in the wind. She might think it's really cute, or that you're gay. Pulling up and beeping your little horn. Beep, beep. Hey, Rhonda, I'm here. LC, I have relatives coming in town.
Rhonda.
And I'm wondering. That's a hot name. LC, I have relatives coming in town and am wondering which water park to bring them to. How should I know? I'm from L.A. Take them to the one with the Destuka. That or the Kamikaze. Those were the best. That water park right there. Until somebody floated a log in the pool. LCT in the wave pool. LCTB. While searching our home's computer browser, I came across hotfirefighters.com and found out my wife likes guys in uniform. Have to admit, I'm a little jealous. What do you think I should do?
Mm.
Sounds like she came across it, too. I won't rub salt in the wound. For starters, never have a fire or she might implode. You know? I mean, the guys come in, she's sitting there in the flames going, oh, save me! You know, her hair burning and everything.
I think I'd actually be more worried about there being a fire.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I said, never have a fire. If she has a fire and they come, you're done.
Right.
You're gone. That's why I have her in there, Pat, moaning, yeah, come and get me. Or you could just role play and dress up as like a firefighter or a cop, right? Meet her in the middle.
Wonder what he does for a living.
I don't know. Maybe construction worker. You could do firefighter, cop, or construction worker. The village people pulled that off.
Yeah, just wear your tool belt.
Uh-huh. Now, if you're going to dress, you got to do cop, firefighter, or medic. Or service, of course. No, don't do that. That's that. What's that called? Where you're faking your...
Oh, stolen honor.
Yeah. Stolen valor.
Stolen valor. It's a live radio, man.
LCTB, I'm doing a family trip to California. Yeah, coming out to see. In July, and debating whether to drive or fly. Ew, that's a tough one. Somebody texted in. They're giving life coach advice right here. Take them to the beach. Save the money. Whatever. To each his own. I know gas is expensive, but you got to think jet fuel is too. Okay? I know because the Sikorsky, my chopper, has a... Somebody said, Derstuka was a wet and wild. It's gone. No doubt.
I got it.
I'd be willing to pay the extra money to fly, though. I have to be honest with you. To drive from Florida to California, that's a minimum of 5 days.
Right, you need a couple weeks off.
In the car with your family. I don't care about a couple weeks off. In the car with your family for 5 days. You get to that Grand Canyon, you're going to be chucking them in. You're going to be doing a selfie like this and just leaning back. All right, let's get everybody in. Come on, and just move your arm. Let them roll. Yeah, definitely don't do a road trip across country with the family. Unless you have lewd water. Co-workers have been ribbing me ever since they found out that I was fondled as a Boy Scout. As a Boy Scout. Want to kick their asses, but I don't want to get fired. Should I go to HR?
How did they just find out?
I don't know. Maybe he slipped up and said something. I don't know. As a life coach, I usually try to look at things as glass half full, sir. So, it could be ma'am now because the Boy Scouts are just scouts. That's a whole other story. Who cares if you get fired for whooping them? You don't need that job anyway because you got millions coming to you in that class action lawsuit, right? And I'm sorry for what happened to you in your younger years. That is not right on any level. But again, you got millions coming to you. Hell, I'd let a grown man fondle me for a couple mil. LC.
No, former scouts are getting millions each.
You
wow.
I hope so. I said I was in there. LC, you think it's a good idea to buy a home and marry a girl after only dating her a year? She wants to move to Georgia. I don't mean to sound shallow here, but... It depends how hot she is. No, just hear me out. At the end of the day, let's face it, you can put up with a lot of stuff from a female, right? But if she's hot, you can put up with a lot more. Am I on to something there? I mean, the life coach knows what he's talking about. Husband received a huge promotion. Did I do this one? So we're moving to South Florida, Martin County to be exact. We're selling our house and decided to buy land with the profit. Should we live on the property like they did in the 1600s while we're waiting for our house to be built? Or should we rent until the market stabilizes and build our dream home? All right, congrats to your husband on the promotion, first off. That's awesome, especially in these times. And, ma'am, I give you major kudos as well for, you know, offering to do that. But let's be realistic. Living on the land is great. for you until you can't have like a hot shower or plug in your hair dryer or watch Desperate Housewives. The irony, you'd be watching Desperate Housewives and you'd be houseless. How are we doing on time?
Yeah, time for one more, LC. Okay.
So many more. Look at all these. They'll go to next week if we didn't get to your text and questions.
A lot of people in need of your assistance.
Look at that text. Wow. Awesome. Love you, TC. LGB. LCTB. I've been watching this Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial, and I'm actually intrigued with it. They both need serious life coaching. Have you ever counseled them? Oh, you mean old Amber Turd? Not a chance. Closest I came to counseling her was her her cousin Brandon. He was the exact opposite of her. He's constipated. And I'm always sitting there having to wait outside about the corner. Let's go, Brandon. Come on.
DC,
let's roll.
New angle to that every week.
Hey, it's Tyler from Theory of a Dead Man. Keep it here for a 60-minute big-ass block of rock. Coming up at 8 a.m. this morning with Lynch and Taco on JRR.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.